U.S. Senator from Minnesota Tina Smith now joining KWNO to talk about a new bill that's passing in the U.S. Senate later this week. Tina, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. First off, just tell us about this bill. Tell us what it is, what its purpose is. Tell us what we're dealing with here.
Well, great. Well, thanks so much, Jake, and I'm glad to be with you this morning. So later this morning, the United States Senate will be passing this bipartisan Fire Grant and Safety Act, which is a very important tool for local fire departments to get the resources that they need to keep us all safe. It's interesting to me that there are nearly 800 fire departments all across Minnesota, and nearly 97% of our firefighters are volunteer. And that's especially the case, of course, in smaller communities and rural places where volunteer firefighters are really relied on. So what this grant does is it's a way for local fire departments and emergency responders to pay for things like new fire trucks or emergency equipment for firefighters to use to keep themselves safe when they're fighting fires, or to help take care of people if they're responding to a medical emergency. And in some cases, the departments can use these grants to pay for their basic operations or to hire new firefighters. And a time when there's a lot of challenge recruiting firefighters, especially volunteer firefighters, these grants are really important. And I'm excited to get this over the finish line today and get this moving.
So you pretty much just told me what makes it so important, that funding, but can you specifically let us know what the difference will be within these firehouses, before this bill is passed, what the issue is, and then now that this bill will be passed and then hopefully signed, how will this improve those firehouses specifically?
Local fire departments just need a good partner in the federal government to provide the emergency response and firefighting that we all count on. So if you take, for example, a community like Hayward, Minnesota, which is down, just a little bit outside of Albert Lea, last year, because of these grants, they were able to get nearly $400,000 to buy a new fire truck. Or Nearstrand, Minnesota, was able to get about $100,000 to support their basic operations and improved safety training. So each department is able to apply for the grants in ways that meet their particular needs. It's not a cookie cutter thing. They get to decide what it is that they need, and then they make the application. There have been hundreds of these grants that have gone to local departments and volunteer fire departments over the last several years. And it's really important to keep this going and to not let it lag, because these needs are really intense. And as you can imagine, over the years, there has been, we've gotten much better at reducing the number of home fires, for example. Mm-hmm. We still have them. They're still terrible. There was a very bad fire in Cannon Falls just in the last week or so, as an example. A lot of times, firefighters are responding, though, to medical emergencies, and there are more calls for medical emergencies. So that's another reason why it's very important that they have the equipment that they need.
So I'm wondering if this grant has the ability to sort of go to fire recovery, for lack of a better term. How about, the families that I'm sort of thinking of? Does any of this grant money that goes to firehouses and fire departments, will that help, say, towns like Spring Grove, where another fire that just happened recently that was quite destructive and it displaced a lot of families?
Yeah.
Is there any funds, is there any grant money within this grant that can go towards that type of recovery when it comes to fire damage?
Yeah, so that's a great question. These grants that I'm talking about today are grants that go directly to fire departments to help them respond to fires and to help them keep people safe. But when there is an emergency or a catastrophe like we saw in Spring Grove, then there are other ways that the state and local and federal governments can come to help communities recover through disaster response. And that's really important, too, because fires like that can be absolutely devastating to individual homeowners and property owners, but also to the broader community when you are, you lose, important buildings and important community centers. And that's where the Federal Emergency Disaster Response, I think, should step in and help folks.
So we pretty much just canvassed this question, but I'll ask it again in case you missed anything to add. You know, each and every Minnesotan that might be listening to this, you know, they might wonder how this will specifically affect me. Say if I don't have to experience, if I'm lucky enough to not experience any fire dangers or fire accidents, etc. So how will this sort of all-encompassing affect Minnesotans around the state?
Well, if you have an emergency, a fire in your home, or somebody that you love has a medical crisis, you dial 911 and you hope and expect that somebody is going to be there to help you as soon as possible. And that's your local fire department often, mm-hmm. or your local emergency responders. And then they need the help so that they've got the vehicles and the equipment and the emergency equipment to be able to help. And that's what these fire grants are all about, to make sure that that happens and that when you place that call, that there will be somebody there to help help keep you safe.
In other words, the necessary resources in each and every fire department around the state.
Exactly.